When it was the time for the first part of this year, I just wanted to thank Shimi Yarmak and Mishpachtai on sponsoring this event to give Shvachoy Zayat Takar Shvachoy. They should be Zayat to have Nachas from the Mishpacha and always learn Tara with the Gishmak. Also, a special thank you to David Zweig and whoever else helped in setting everything up and pulling this event together. So I'm going to start from the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis and Shabbos. The Gemara it's in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara is discussing the shaila of kafsa zakukla, whether kafsa zakukla or not. And the Gemara said, until now the kafsa is not zakukla, which means that if one lit the menorah and it went out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. And the Gemara asks Akasha on this din. So it's a couple lines down. Right before the two dots, the Gemara asks, "The kafsa in zakukla, the kafsa not zakukla, but minu mitzvasa mishitishka chama shetichla regel min hashuk." We have a brisa that says that the mitzvah of Hanukkah is from shkias chama until the time of tichla regel min hashuk, until no one is around in the shuk anymore, which the Rambam says is kamei chatzi shah. It's around half an hour from shkia until it's really dark and everyone goes home. And so we see clearly Chazal are giving us a shiur for the time of Hadlaka. You have to light from Shkia until Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, which is a half hour later. So doesn't that mean that there's a that if it goes out, you have to relight it? My love, the Kavsa Hadam Adigla. Doesn't that mean that the shiur is has to be lit for that whole zman, and if it goes out, you have to be malik it again? Mi avarai the Kavsa Zakukla. How can you say the Kavsa Ein Zakukla? So the Gemara answer is look. The Gemara says no, it's not a raya. That's not what the Brisa means. Avad of Kafsas Ein Zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. What is this Shir coming to tell us? Dilei Adlik Madlik. It's coming to say that if one was not yet Madlik the Menorah, he could still be Madlik, which means that you have a Tchilas Manadog, and you start lighting by Shkia. That's when you should light L'chatchila. But if you didn't light by Shkia, you could go all the way till the Zman of Ashetich L'Ragel Min Hashuk. That's the latest you have to be Madlik. Once you pass that Zman, you can't be Madlik anymore. It's too late. But if you weren't madlik, you have a right to be madlik until the zman of tichla regel min hashuk. Adlik madlik, that's all the shir means. But avada, once you are madlik, anytime during that zman, and then it goes out, there's no chiyuv to relight it because kafsa ain't zakukla. That's the first test of the Gemara. The second test is vinami l'shiura. The other way to learn this is that it's just giving us a shir, just telling us a shir. Rashi's mazir, what does that mean l'shiura? Shiyehei b'shemen k'shir hazeh. You just have to put this amount of oil at the time of adlak. When you're madlik, you should have the amount of oil that could burn for half an hour. But if it went out, you're not zakukla, you're not mechuyev to relight it. So the second answer is saying that there is no din of kafsa zakukla. About if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. This sheet, ashetichla regel min hashuk, is just telling you how much oil has to be in the ner. You have to put that amount of shemen in the ner at the time of the hadlaka. So the pashas in the Gemara is that there's a machlekes here between these two terutzim, how to understand pshat in the braisa. And there's a big enough communal halacha between them. According to the first teretz, there is a saif zman of hadlaka. You can only be madlik until tichla regel min hashuk. Once you pass that zman, you're not allowed to be madlik anymore. There's an end time. You can't go past tichla regel min hashuk. If you miss that zman, you missed it. You lost out on the mitzvah. According to the second teretz, you don't find such a thing. There is no shir for the end of the zman of hadlaka if you want to be madlik the whole night. According to the second teretz, there is a shir. There's an amount of oil that has to be in the ner, shas ladaka, maybe after shas ladaka, you have to have enough oil that could burn for half an hour. L'chatchila should burn for half an hour. Masheng lefi the first teretz, there is no, we don't find anywhere that there's any shir of hamashemen you have to have. There is no din of a shir. Those are the two nafkaminas between these two terutzim in the Gemara. And this is mavur and taisis. That's how taisis understands the Gemara. Taisis says in the Bemasot adlik madlik, abal mikam eilach avar azman. Once the tichla regel min hashuk passed by, the zman is over, you can't be malik anymore. And therefore, Zaktaisis, Armeh Hari Paris, the Ishli Zar, Belhalik, Belayla Miyad, Shol Yachi Yosemidai. Therefore, you should be very careful to light right away. Once Shkia comes, you should be madlik right away at the time of Shkia, because if not, you're risking losing the mitzvah. Maybe you're going to delay until tichla regel min hashuk, and then you're going to lose out on the mitzvah. So always try to light Miyad. But Zaktaisis, and Mikol Maka, and Im Icher, Yadlik Misafik. But Afal Pichin, if you happen to delay, you came home late, whatever it is, you could still be Madlik Misafik, you could still be Madlik even after the Zman of Tichla Regel Min Hashuk. Why? The Mishani Shnuya Acharina. Because the Gemara gives another teretz. This is all the first teretz of the Gemara. But if the second teretz of the Gemara of L'Shiura, you don't find that there is a Saif Zman Hadlaka. You could be Madlik the whole night if you want. And therefore, Misafik, if you didn't miss the Zman, don't say I missed it and that's it. You should be Machmir And Misafik, you should light again, because maybe the second Teretz is correct, and you should be Machmer, and you should light Misafik. So it sounds like it's a Safik, how to Paskin, where Machmer Luchomer both ways. The Chachila light before Techel Hagim and Ashok, maybe the first Teretz is correct, but yeah, but if you miss that Zman, you could light the whole night, because maybe the second Teretz is correct. And then, just to read the end of Taisus says, L'ri Nira, the Ri holds, Da'atein Lochesh, Masa Yadlik. Nowadays, Bisman Hazem, when we're Madlik Bifnim, this whole Gemara is not really Nageda. Anu ain lanu ekere elav ne'abayish re'madlikim bifnim. We who light inside, we're not really being malik for the bnei, which is a rabbi, we're being malik for our mishpacha. So it doesn't really make a difference if it's techel hagim and ashok or not. You can light whenever you want, because the pirsum is only for the bnei habayis. So that's what comes out from Taisa. It seems to be a machlekes, how to paskin these two terutzim, and we go luchumah both ways. That's how Taisa learns and the Rosh and other rishonim. Now the problem is like this. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin Hey, Sebeid, the Shulchan Aruch says that he says a halacha that Tzarech Shitin Shemen Bener Kedei Shir Kadem Hadlaka. So before you madlik the menorah, you have to put the Shir Shemen in the menorah. You have to have all the oil there at the time of the hadlaka. You can't be madlik and then add the oil later on. Habelin Birach Vehidlik V'chag Yechaisiv Shemen HaKedei Shir Liyatzulei Chavasa. If you are madlik, you made a bracha and you're madlik, and at that time there's only a little bit of oil, not enough to burn for the whole half hour, then you're not yet to your chayve, you're not makayim the mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying halacha that you need to have all the shemen there at the time of the hadlaka. This is why some people don't like using the floating wicks, because floating wicks, maybe you don't have all the shear that mishas hadlaka. It's only that whatever amount the wick could touch at that time is there, and it's only as it goes down you get more shemen. I'd say there are some people that are mefakdik on that. But most places can hold that's not an issue, but that could potentially be a problem. It's negated also by using electricity. If you want to light with a flashlight or some type of electric bulb, so even if you hold that's considered age, but the place can say maybe it's not going to work because you don't have the shaman mishas adlaka. You don't have all the oil there. Whatever's fueling your shaman is not there mishas adlaka, so maybe that would be an issue. So that's all based on this halacha over here. But al kapanim, that's the din. If you don't have the shaman mishas adlaka, you got to relight it because you're not yotze the mitzvah. Now the Pri Chadash over here on this halacha is mice of something. He says that if you don't have the shaman mishas adlaka, what should you do? So he says, lo yatzidei chavasa pirish v'tzarech l'chabaisa l'achse v'ladlika bevracha. If you lit and you only had a little bit of an oil, you didn't have the shear. So what do? You have to put out the ner, you have to go and be madlikin, and you have to make a new bracha. So what the Bichadish is saying seems to make sense. If you're not Mekayim the mitzvah because you didn't have the shear, you have to put it out, you have to relight it. That all makes sense. We're Machmer, that you need a shear and you have to relight it. But the Pella with Bichadish is the last word that he says, that when you relight it, he says you should do it with a bracha, you make a bracha. And the Shaila is, this is the Prima Gadam's Kasha, he says, L'chor, as we just saw, it's a Machlekes, Terutzim, in the Gemara, whether you need a shear Bichlal or not. The second teretz of the Gemara says l'shiur that you need a shiur shaman ashetech l'regem min ashok. The first teretz who says the adlik madlik holds that the whole din of the Gemara ashetech l'regem is only giving you his man. He can only be madlik until the zman of ashetech l'regem min ashok. But there is no shiur whatsoever. You can put in as much or as little oil as you want. There's no shiur. So l'fi the first teretz of the Gemara, this whole halacha is not true. You don't need shiur of shaman mishas adlaka. There's no shiur at all. It's only l'fi the second teretz of the Gemara. So you want to tell me to be machmir and put it out and relight it because we're machmir misafik. Maybe the second tense is correct, that's fine. But to make a bracha, how can you make a bracha? It's a suffik, tzveik adedino. We have a suffik out of paskin, and the klal is always you say, suffik brachas lakula. You can't make a bracha b'makum suffik. When you have a suffik about the bracha, you go lakula, and you don't make the bracha. Brachas are not ma'akiv. So you can be machmir to like the ner, because maybe the second tense is correct. But what heter do you have to make a bracha if suffik brachas lakula, and it's a shiloh bracha levatala?
And according to the Prima Gunner, it's not shasas. It wouldn't be for shasas sakana, like Taisus is saying. At the end,
right.
He would hold that
you don't make a bracha.
He would hold you don't make a bracha. L'chari, if not for sasa.
Yeah, very good. So we'll see that in a second. L'chari would be the same thing over there. So that's the kasha of the Prima Gadim. On the Pri Chadash, I want to answer what the pshat in this Pri Chadash. How does he allow you to make a bracha if it's really only a sveika d'dina? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah in Tafkei Shain Hey, he quotes this Pri Chadash mila b'mila. And he says that if you were madlik and you didn't have shir shaman, you should put it out. You should be mechaber, you should be chayzer madlika, you should be lighted again. But then he veers away from the Pri Chadash and he adds two words. He says b'loy bracha. He says without a bracha. He doesn't copied those words of the Pichadosh with a bracha, but he says you should do it without a bracha. And the reason for that is, like he writes in Shaar Tzion, he's a Mitzrayim to the Chaim and Moshe and the Chai Adam, who are chaylik on the Pichadosh for this reason. They say that how could you make a bracha to sveik the dina? And therefore the Mishnah Taka goes like that, that you should be malik again, but when it comes to bracha to sveik the dina, you're not able to make a bracha. So that lechayr makes sense, but the shaila is again, what's the pshat in this Pichadosh? How could he hold that you do make a bracha if it's a sveik the dina? You'll put it out, yeah. I mean, that's not a problem. Unless you're making your bracha into a bracha of Atala, maybe. But we have to be machmir that it's not good. So in order to become the mitzvah, you would be allowed to put it out.
If you had another benayah, would it be better to?
Yeah, I guess that would be a better answer. That you don't get into any shilas bracha of Atala in a chanami. Yeah. Now, before we answer this, I just want to say over Akasha and the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey, the Rambam is talking about the din of Halal on Chanukah. And the Rambam says, a Halacha, that every day of Chanukah, your Gerim is a Halal, Mavarach Lefanav, you make a Bracha before and Barachat Hashem, Kenem Ochlam, Shekh, Hashem, and Tzayis, Mitzvanu, Ligmar is a Halal, Ben Yachid, Ben Siba. That's the Halacha of saying Halal on Chanukah with the Bracha. And then the Rambam comes over here and he asks Akasha. Even though normally the Rambam is passing his halachas, he doesn't ask kashas, but sometimes he does. And over here, I guess this is bothering him very much. He has a kasha in this halacha. He says, "Afal pi shekriyas halal mitzvah midiver seifrim." Even though kriyas halal is only a mitzvah midiver rabbanon, and l'chay you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Where do you ever find you make brachas on mitzvahs midiver rabbanon? Maybe you only make brachas on mitzvahs min atayra. Zok the Rambam, no, it's not shver. Still mevarich aleh. You make a bracha on it. Shekhi d'sham says it's on a kederach shemevarich ala megillah v'ala eiv. Dr. Rambam, I'll find you, I'll show you places where you do make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan, and that's like we find by Kiryas and Megillah, and by Erev Chatzeres, you make a bracha even though it's a mitzvah midrabanan. So the Rambam had a kasha, how could you make a bracha on halal on Chanukah, it's only midrabanan, and the teretz is, it's not sure, we find such a musig by the bracha on Megillah, the bracha on Erev, where you do make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan. And the so the Pel in the Rambam is like the Haggais from the Bnei Binyamin in the back. That's the Adaris. That's his kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam is Nimercha Kevi Lachma. He's trying to bring a raya that you make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan. So he goes to Erev to Megillah. The Rambam is here in Hilchos Chanukah. The Mamish the halacha before halacha Dalid. The Rambam paskins when you light near Chanukah, you make three brachas. You make Shirka Dishan Zosis on the Lahadlik. You make Shasanisim. You make Shachianu. We have it then by Chanukah itself, make a bracha on the Ner. So if the Rambam wants to prove that you make a bracha on the Darabanan, why is he going all the way to Megillah, to Eruv Chatzer? So why doesn't he bring a raya from Chanukah itself?
In Hilchos some Chodesh, though, he said, the Rambam said Mefurash, I think, Ligabirish Chodesh being...
Minig?
Minig.
Yes.
Yeah. And he uses that Lashon. He says, even though it's a Minig, he says...
You do make a bracha.
Yeah, you don't make a
bracha. Because it's a Minig.
He says, because it's a Mesiphron.
Yeah, so I mean,
Bavarning,
you're saying Minig might
because
be.
It's because it's Halal, because he discussed Halal in Hilchos Kedushah.
Right, so you're answering why he asks by Halal, but you're not answering why exactly. Why can't you bring a raya from Chanukah? So you might answer my second kasha. My second kasha is that if this is a kasha, how do you make a bracha on a darabanan, then the Rambam should have asked it already in Halacha Dalet. When he says it, then you're mevarach on Chanukah, he should ask a kasha. How do you make a bracha on a darabanan? Then you should answer, you find by Megillah, by Erev. You should ask the kasha right away. Why do you wait till Halal to ask his kasha? And if you're right, then what's the raya from Megillah and Erev? And that's not a minute,
right?
Yes, it sounds like Pashas is just asking the Chiddushim to make brachas b'chlal and d'rabbanan. That seems to be his kasha. So, Shaila is what's he asking? What's he answering? What's the Shaila of his Rambam? So, just want to look at one more halachna Shulchan Aruch Tafresh Ayin Beis Sif Beis is where the Shulchan Aruch paskins the din of the Gemara over here. Like man hadlaka. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should light by Shkia, like the Gemara says, and Mechatchila light miyad by Shkia. But then in Halacha Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you forgot or you're mazen and you did not light with Shkia Sachama, Madlik Bahayil Chachitich Lagim in Ashuk, Shukmoy Chatzisho, you could light all the way till the Zman of Tichla Regim in Ashuk. And that's the Mechatchila we should do. And then he goes on to say, but that is only miuhani mili lechatchila. That's only lechatchila. But b'diavad avlim avers it has man v'lohidlik. But if you miss this man of tichla regim and ashok madlik v'haylich kol halayla, you could be madlik the whole night. So this the mechaber is paskining like like we saw in the Gemara Lechayra, that there's two terusim in the Gemara, whether there is a seif zman to the shir or not. The first teretz holds, you only have to techaregel. Second teretz holds, you could go the whole night. So the Lechachila, try to light until there's one of techaregel. But yeah, but if you didn't, then you could light the whole night because maybe the other teretz is correct, and you have a right to go. You have a right to be madlik the whole night. So it's bimachmer both ways. That's what Mechaber seems to be saying, just like Taisus. So now this is going not bizman hazeh. This is going bizman hagemara when the madlik bifnim. The Mechaber doesn't talk about bizman hazeh yet. The Ramah talks about it. The Mechaber is talking about the ikur din. So in the ikur din of the Shulchan Aruch, according to what the Mechaber says, we would think lechara. Like you're telling that you're machmer to make a bracha, machmer to be madlik, but about it you can't make a bracha. It's a sveka dedina. We don't know which teretz is correct. It's possible you can't light past the zman of techaregel min hashuk. So we're machmer to be madlik because maybe the other teretz is correct, but when it comes to the bracha, it's a sveka dedina, and we say suffik brachas lakula, and you do not make a bracha. That's how we would understand the mechaber. And the Magen Avraham and Sifkan Vav Taka says this. He says b'bisei sifkas of davi sveka dedina. The sveki the dina became mashmashin levarach, so it's mashmash that you should not make a bracha. Sveki the dina, you can be machmet, be madlik, but when it comes to bracha, sveki bracha is a kula, you can't make a bracha. But Zakta Magen Avraham Avol Minis Sasum Shulchan Aruch Mashma Daita Yishivarach. But he says, but lemaisa the mechaber is not mashmash that. From the stimus alashon of the mechaber, he says to be madlik. He doesn't say be madlik without a bracha. It's mashmash that you should make a bracha. So he's being ma'ir on the Shulchan Aruch that even though we would think you don't make a bracha, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that you do, and the question is why? How can you make a bracha if it's a sveka d'dina? There's one teretz in the Gemara that holds you can't be madlik. Now we don't know who's right. We don't know how to paskin. So you can be machmet, be madlik, but what right do you have to make a bracha? You should say sevek brachas l'kula, same type of ha'ara that we had on the pre-chadosh. So those are the three R's over here. What's the shot on the pre-chadosh that by not having the shaman, you're able to be machmet and make a bracha, even though it's a sefer brachas lekula. What's the pshat in the Rambam, who is mitzayin to Erev Megillah and not to Chanukah? And what's the pshat in the Mechaber over here, who holds that you could make a bracha the whole night, misafek lechayit to svek yedina, and you should say sefer brachas lekula. So I want to be miyash of this with the yesai from the Yavetz. There's a chiddush nifla from the Yavetz in the Maru Ktsiya. They do it like a chiddush, and he says it. He doesn't say mamash on the mechaber. He says it on the tour over here in Tavrish Ayin Beis. But you know the same thing is true in the mechaber. And the Yavis wants to be mechadish like this. He says that normally when you have a birchas hamitzvah, birchas hamitzvah is something separate from the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah, you have a bracha you make on the mitzvah. And the mitzvah, the bracha is not ma'akev at all in the mitzvah. If you didn't make the bracha, the mitzvah is still good. You didn't make a birchas hamitzvah on your lulav. Your lulav is a good netila. Nothing is missing. You're making the mitzvah 100%. The Zakti Yavitz, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that's not the pshat. And Ner Chanukah, he wants to say that the bracha, the birchas hamitzvah that you're making, is not just the birchas hamitzvah, but it's mamash a chelik of the mitzvah of Adlakas Ner Chanukah. It's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be madlik with the bracha. If you don't make a bracha, you're not making the mitzvah of Adlakas Ner Chanukah. Why is that? So it's mazber that we find by Ner Chanukah many dinim about how you have to show, it has to be mucha from your hadlaka that you're doing it l'shem hadlakas ner chanukah. If you're madlik in a way where haraya aimer letzarchehid, like people are going to think that this is just your regular lamp in your house. In the olden days, that's what they used. They had candles. So how do I know it's ner chanukah? Maybe it's just the light they're using. Then you're not yotzei it off. It's not mucha from the hadlaka that it's hadlaka mitzvah. Then you're not yotzei it off. So how do you make it mucha? How do you show everyone that it's hadlaka mitzvah? You can't just put up a sign and say it's a ner chanukah. The way you do it is by making the bracha. By making the bracha, asher kedushon mitzvah so it's on the hadlik. That will shtalavek that this is the hadlaka of mitzvah, hadlaka ner chanukah, and that creates the shame ner chanukah over here. That makes it mukach that it's hadlaka of mitzvah. But if you don't make a bracha, zok niyavitz, you're not just missing in your berachas mitzvah, you're missing in the whole mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah at all because it's a ner which is not mukach, and that's not a hadlaka that doesn't have the shame of hadlakas ner chanukah, and you would not be mekayim the mitzvah at all. He says la midi avid, it's like you did nothing. So zok niyavitz, that's the pshat in the Mechaber over here. Avadim, normally we say Safa Malchus Lekula. You want to be Machmer to do the mitzvah, you're Machmer. When it comes to the bracha, we go Lekula, because why get into a Shaila Bracha Matala? But that's only when the bracha is not Ma'akev, when it's only there to fulfill the din of Birchas HaMitzvah. But when the bracha is Ma'akev in the Iker Mitzvah, without the bracha, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, and the halacha is you have to be Machmer to do the mitzvah, then Avadim, you have to make the bracha as well. If you don't make the bracha, you didn't get the mitzvah, and you didn't accomplish anything. So therefore, he says, that's Pshan in the Mechaber, that you make a bracha when you malik the whole night, even though it's a sveki d'dina, and if you want teretz in the Gemara, maybe you shouldn't be malik at all, and it's a safik bracha levatala, but being that you need the bracha to make the mitzvah into a mitzvah, therefore you are able to be malik b'bracha, and you do not say over here a safik bracha s'lakula. That's the Chiddush of the Maariv Tzir. So I thought that if you say it like that, that would answer the Prima Galim's Kash as well. Tafresh Ayin Hey, that when you're Madlik without the Shir, then later on you add the Shaman to give it the Shir. So he says you make a bracha. The question is, how can you make a bracha? It's a Sfeikat Bedina. One Teretz holds that you don't need a Shir at all, but it's the same Vard. If you don't have the bracha, you're going to be, will be chasin your Iker Kiyum HaMitzvah, you're not making the mitzvah at all. So B'chiyai Gavna, you don't say Sefer Bracha Sekula. You're able to make the bracha because you need the bracha to make the mitzvah into a mitzvah. You need the bracha to make the hadlaka into a proper hadlaka. So that is what L'chair would come out from the Yadin. So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says not like the Bichadosh. Mishnah Berurah is chaylik, and he goes out of his way to say that when you're madlik during the night, when you add the oil, you do it without a bracha. You're madlik without a bracha. And so if this is correct, if the Bichadosh is based on this Maritziya and the Yadin, it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah does not hold up this Chiddush of the Yadin. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the bracha in the Chanukah is a regular Bechsa Mitzvah, nothing special about it. It's muchach by itself. You don't need to make a bracha. And therefore, he holds B'makom Safik, you cannot make a bracha. And the halacha is that you just treat it like a regular Bechsa Mitzvah and you're madlik without a bracha. So, if that's correct, I think the Mishnah is going with Shitasa because the Mishnah in Tafresh Ayin Vav talks about a case. If what happens if a person is madlik all the Neris of Chanukah, the Iker Mitzvah, the Hiddur, you're madlik everything, and then you realize that you forgot to make a bracha. So what do? Can you make a bracha after the hadlaka or not? And the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you cannot make a bracha based on a tshuva from the Kiveger. Once you finish the mitzvah, you can no longer make the bracha of lahadlik, and therefore you just leave it. You leave the neris without making a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman asks on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Lafi the Ivitz, that doesn't make any sense. You can't leave the neris without a bracha. If you don't have a bracha, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's not muchach that it's l'shem mitzvah. So you should be mechuyev to be mechaber, put it out, and then." How can the Mishnah Berurah say that you leave it without any bracha at all? So Sokhtiv Shlomo Zalman, he says, you see from the Mishnah Berurah that he's chaylik on this yavis, he doesn't hold of it, and even though there's no bracha, he's still mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. So l'chayr, he would be going to Shitasi over here in Tafresh Ayin Hey, and that's why he's chaylik on this Pichadosh. He holds it even though that when you have a suffix, make it a dino, you can be machim and be madlik, but to make a bracha that you can't do, we go with the regular gedarim of suffix brachas l'kul. So that l'chayr would be the Mishnah Berurah l'shitasa. The problem is that in Tafresh Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says on that halacha that we just mentioned, what happens if you forgot to be madlik and you're being madlik kol halayla? You come home at 3 in the morning, you want to be madlik. So what do? So the Mishnah Berurah says you're able to be madlik if the mishpacha is awake. You're able to be madlik and you make a bracha. Now l'chayr, that bracha, the way we're masbir to make a bracha after the zman, after Techaragim and Ashok, is only true if you hold like this Marik Tziyah, that you need a bracha to make the mitzvah to a mitzvah. If you don't hold like that, then it's a Savak bracha, so you should go to Kula. You shouldn't be making a bracha. So how does the Mishnah Berurah say that you make a bracha if it's a Sveikah Dedina? So, right, so that I think is not Shavir, because that's going Bizman Hazeh. He's Mistama going with the Ramah. The Ramah says Bizman Hazeh, Ramah Lekol Alayla. So once you go Bizman Hazeh, you don't need to command to the Sol Shikol Tarah about to make a bracha, because the Iker mitzvah is Kol Alayla. It's only Bizman HaGemar, the Afrik Madras Marik Tziyah. So that's not going to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, but the end of the Mishnah Berurah, I think, would again be L'shitaseh, because the Mishnah Berurah says a Chiddush over here that when you come home at 3 in the morning and you want to be Madlik near Chanukah, he says you have to make sure that people are awake. Let's say everyone's sleeping, and everyone in your house is sleeping. What should you do? He says, okay, Mishnah Berurah, you have to wake him up. You have to wake him up to be able to be Madlik B'bracha. But if you if you don't wake him up, let's say you're afraid of the reaction, you don't want to wake him up, so then you're madlik, you just don't make a bracha, you're madlik without a bracha. So that whole mussar, being madlik without a bracha, l'chayr l'fi the yavitz, has no meaning. Madlik without a bracha is not mekayim the mitzvah, you can't do that. So if the Mishnah Berurah is willing to allow you to be madlik without a bracha, that l'chayr is a raya, again, going with shitasa, not like this var from the Maariv Tziyah. So you see, it seems to be a machlagis, this var of the Maariv Tziyah. Whether do we say that Chanukah is different than the brachas of Ma'akiv, and it's a chelik of the mitzvah or not? But al kapanim, if you say like this vart of the Yavetz, the Maritzin, I think you could be miyashiv shot in the Rambam. The Rambam said yes, the kasha. How do you make a bracha on halal? L'chayr, it's only a mitzvah midarabanan. We don't find you make brachas on darabanan. So he says you find by erev and megillah they make a bracha. So the question was why is he going all the way over there? Why don't he bring a raya from Chanukah? In Chanukah itself, we find they make a bracha. So I think Lefidus Yavitz could be Miyashiv Shan the Rambam, that the Rambam held that maybe from their Chanukah there's no Raya. Abada, maybe you never make brachas on their abundance. Chanukah is different. Chanukah, the mitzvah is not, the bracha is not there, it's birchas mitzvah. It's a special din that you need to make a bracha to show that this is a ner Chanukah. Without that Without that bracha, you're missing in the whole mitzvah. So of course you make a bracha. But when it comes to halal, where it's just a regular dinner, making a bracha and a darabon, and they can either make a bracha. Therefore, Zok the Rambam, I need to bring a raya from Megillah or from Erev.
There'd be a chilek in the meaning to make a lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's not a etzem mitzvah. So maybe if you want to just do the tzarcha to show it's not the tzarcha, you just make a shas anisim. Why do you have to make a lahadlik ner shel Chanukah?
Why does it have to be the bracha? Yeah, okay, so that's a good point. Maybe we'll see what you're saying in a second.
Why does the Gemara say the Hechen Sivanu?
Oh, very good. Okay, yeah. So I think your two kashas might answer each other. We'll see in a second. But Al-Kopanim, I think that might be Miyasha at the beginning of the Rambam as well. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, he doesn't ask a kasha, how do you make a bracha on Darabana? Only by Halal. What's the pshat? Because when it comes to Chanukah, this is not a regular Bichsa mitzvah. It's a bracha to make the Hadlaka into Hadlaka. Without it, you're missing your Hadlaka. It's a new type of bracha. It's not the regular dinner Bichsa mitzvah. It's only by Halal. It's a regular Bichsa mitzvah. That's where he asks his kasha. But where do you find they make the bracha on a
Darabana? What's the pshat? The premise of the Rambam, where do you ever find the mitzvah Darabana? That it would seem appropriate to make a bracha, but we don't because it's a rabbanim. In other words, why is he asking it that way?
You're right, but he's l'chai coming from the Gemara in Shabbos, which we'll see in a second, which bothers me on the Yavetz. L'chai from the Gemara itself, you see now like the Yavetz, which is pretty much what you're asking. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel in Shabbos says, what bracha do you make on your Chanukah? You make Asher Kedushanam and Tzarsav, it's one of the Hadak, it goes through the Gemara brachas, and then the Gemara Sakash of Eichin Sivanu, where do we have the tzivui to make a bracha? How do you say the tzivanu? The Gemara says, "Mi loy sasa," either loy sasa, shalavicha, and that's how you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah. And then the Gemara goes on to ask a kasha. The Gemara says, "Is it true that you make a bracha on a mitzvah midarabanan?" So that kasha, the Gemara is, I think, the mucker of the Rambam's kasha, even though he asks it on Halal. But this is the where he's coming from. The Gemara asks a kasha from Demai that you find that by Demai we have arrived from a brisa from a mishnah that you don't make a bracha on Demai. And the Gemara says, you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah midarabanan. And the Gemara answers that that's a safek darabanan. Safek darabanan you don't, davari darabanan you do. But you see clear from the Gemara, is questioning the whole concept of making a bracha on a mitzvah midarabanan based on this bracha of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara is saying, we never ever heard of making a bracha on a darabanan. Now comes Ner Chanukah, we find this new concept that you do. How could it be? Then why by demai don't you do it? And the Gemara is treating this like a regular bracha on mitzvah. If the Yavetz is correct, the Gemara has no kasha, because la'olam, you don't make brachas on darabanan, that's why on demai you don't. What about Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is a special din, it's a bracha to make the hadlaka into hadlaka, that's why you make a bracha. But there's no raya from here, the alma, you make brachas on mitzvahs midarabanan. So what's the whole kasha of the Gemara lefi the Yavetz? So I think you have to say, the pshat is, like, this is kind of what you're saying, that the Yavetz is saying you need to make a bracha to make the hadlaka into hadlaka. If Chazal wanted to make some takana to show it has to be muchach that you're being malak in Ershel Mitzvah, you know, just out of the blue, they're not going to say make a bracha. That's not the best way of doing it. You could say an Ershel Lalu, you could make some other type of declaration, they'll make some nusuk, they have to say to show that this is an Ershel Mitzvah. But why say the Lashon Asher Kedushanam and Zayis, the Tzivanu, the Habik, which is a Lashon of a Berchus HaMitzvah, why is that the way to express what you're trying to do, that you're being malak in Ershel Mitzvah? So I think it's pasha that the Ayavits doesn't mean to say that they made this bracha in order to accomplish, to show that this is a hadlaka mitzvah. The bracha was made because there's a general din of birchas mitzvahs. That's why they have this bracha over here like anywhere else. He's just saying that Chazal also wanted to accomplish being mechiyach that it's a hadlaka shal mitzvah, so they decide they'll kill two birds with one stone. Why make up a nuna? So once we have a bracha, we'll keep that bracha and make that the davar that's megala. We'll make that bracha ma'akev. Normally they're not ma'akev over here. It is ma'akev. It becomes the davar that's mechiyach on the pirsum. But about it started off is being a regular birchas mitzvah. Haraya that it has a nusach of a bracha. So that's why the Gemara can ask a kasha that we find over here they make a bracha in the Darabanan, by the Gemara we don't, because it started off as a regular birchas mitzvah. It's only once it became a birchas mitzvah Chazal decided to use that as being the thing that's megala that this is an Ner Chanukah. But be a seida, it has to be birchas mitzvah, and that's why the Yavetz is not going to be shver from the Gemara. So that is one mahalach to answer up shot in the Mechaber over here that you're able to make a bracha misafik. Yeah.
According to the Yavetz, even when you have a suffix and the paper time of the bracha is not shaif because it's a suffix garbonah, you're still going to say it. You would make the bracha just out the mechiyach.
Right, even if you're misafik, you have to do it to.
Because if it started off as the eker bracha is a mitzvah, birchas a mitzvah, or a garbonah, and then the Yavetz said we're going to kill two birds with one stone by making that the thing which is mechiyach that is not the tzarchim, not like. But in a case where you don't have the Iker Bracha because it's a suffix, you're still going to go ahead and say that?
Anyway, you can't, you're not going to make up a new way of proving it. This is the way Chazal did it. This is what they're masakin to prove that it's a hadlaka. You can't, you know, once they did it that way, you can't, you know, even if you, you know, you could sing I Had a Little Dreidel by the candle, it's not going to make it into a hadlaka shel mitzvah. You have to do the nusach of Chazal.
Isn't it hadlaka shel mitzvah on the Rambam? Then why does the Rambam use
right, you're saying it's not such a good tense anymore once you say this in the Gemara. So it's true, what you're saying is correct, but yeah, it's not as geschmack, but I think at the end of the day, the Rambam still has a point. It's not muchach from Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, one could argue, is a different type of bracha. That's why I'd rather bring a bracha, which is a regular bracha mitzvah, as opposed to the bracha of Ner Chanukah. But, okay, so that's one way of understanding the mechaber. I want to say a different mahalach stam in the ikavar of the mechaber. The mechaber says you should be madlik the whole night with the bracha, like the Magen Avraham understands him. How could you do that if it's a Sveikid Adina, Savag Malchus of Kula? So I want to be Matthew, a different Mahalach, without coming on to this Chiddush of the Yavitz. We saw until now that the Tutuism and the Gemara seem to be a Machlaikis. Machlaikis Terutzim, we don't know how to Paskin, and we Savag Machmir like both. If you look in the Rambam Perek Dalad, Malchus Hanukkah, the Rambam Paskins that if you, he says like the Shulchan Aruch, you're Madlik until once that zman passes, you're no longer madlik. You cannot be madlik past the ikar zman of hadlaka. And the question is, why not? If it's a machlokes in the Gemara, and one teretz holds there is no end of zman, then why not be madlik once the zman is over? You should be machmir like that one teretz, and you should keep on being madlik misafik. So the Hagayis Maimoni is mazur that the Rambam had a different shot in the Gemara. He learned not like Taisus. He didn't learn like Taisus that these two terutzim are arguing that some achleg is terutzim. The Rambam understood that it's they're both amis. It's one tartzim speaking, it's one mandarma saying that there's two valid ways of learning this braisa. Either it's telling me the shir, or it's telling me zman hadlaka, and they're both amis. They're both true. It's not a shaila hadapaskin. They're both amis, and therefore bevade there is a zman hadlaka, and there's no reason to be machmer to go past that zman, because once you pass the zman, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. That's how we see from the Rambam understood that there's no sfeik of the dina here at all. If you look in the tour in Tafresh Ayin Beis, the tour brings down, starts off bringing the Kutas HaTaisis and the Rush, that there's a Machlokes in the Terutzim and the Gemara, and therefore he says, L'chakila be madlik until Tichle Rago, but yeah, but if you miss it, you should be madlik the whole night. He ends up saying, Mikol Makayim, Adayin Zman HaKol HaLayla. If you miss the Zman, you're able to be madlik the whole night because we're machmir like the other Terutzim of the Gemara. And then, Zakta Tovah, the like HaRamam, and not like the Ramam, Zal Shukasav, Shachach, Erhezeb, Ohidik, and Shiyas HaChama, Madag, Etch, Dichl, Ragam, and Ashok. Avaz, Zazman, Eno Madag. Zakta Tovah, this is then that I just told you, that the Yavidi, be Madag the whole night, is not like the Rambam, who writes that once you pass the Zman, you're no longer able to be Madag. So the Tovah is saying, my halacha, that you could do it the whole night, is not like the Rambam. Now the Beisaisav over here asks Akasha on the Tovah, he says, he doesn't understand why the Tovah says, The like Rambam, he says, is mashma that I hold you should be malik the whole night. Not like the Rambam who said that you're not malik the whole night, that once this man passed, you can't be malik anymore. So effectively, he says, that's not really true. It's not like we hold that you can be malik the whole night, the Rambam holds you can't. We ourselves don't really know. We're not sure that you can be malik the whole night. We have one teretz that says that you can't. We're mesufik. You don't know what to do. So mesufik, we're machmir to be malik the whole life. So it's not, the Torah shouldn't say, Elashim, Delay Karamim, which is Mashu Bevadeh, not like the Rambam. We're not so sure the Rambam is not correct. We're Mesupik about it. It's Mesupik Remachmer. So why say Elashim, such a strong Elashim of Delay Karamim? Now, I don't really understand this Kasha 100%, because at the end of the day, the Torah just means to say, Lemaisa, not like the Rambam. Rambam says you shouldn't be Madlik. I hold you should be Madlik. He's just telling you practically what we do is not like the Rambam. So I don't know why that's a taino, but the Besezer seems to be understanding that it's mashup in that lashon that we bevale hold not like the Rambam, and it's not true. It's only a suffering not like the Rambam. So why do we say this lashon of the like Rambam? That's what he says. He asks on the Torah, and he drives with a tzarchia. So the Prichadash says a teretz to answer this kasha. The Beisaisif based on the Rashba over here in our sugya. The Rashba. Until now we have the two malchim in the Gemara understanding the two terutzim. We have Taisus who learns that there's a machlokes between the terutzim. You have the Rambam who holds that there's no machlokes. And now the Rashba comes, he has a third malach in the Gemara. And the Rashba says that he holds he can be madlik the whole night. But he can be madlik the whole night. Even if you pass the zman of Tichl Ragim and Ashuk, even if you the teretz of the loy adlik madlik, even the teretz that says that Tichl Ragim and Ashuk means you can only be madlik until that zman, Afal Pichin, Dr. Ashba, you're able to be madlik the whole night. Because he says that din of being madlik Ashutuch Lagim and Ashukka, it's only lechatchila. Lechatchila, try to be madlik up until that zman. But b'di'eved, if you miss that zman, you could still be madlik, you might not get the full pierce of anes. It's not the lechatchila de kamitza, but b'di'eved is an Indian to be madlik the whole night. That tez is only saying lechatchila, madlik lechatchila only light until Tachalagim and Ashuk. So it comes out, and he brings a riot to this. He says, because we have a Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says, "Kol davar shebe laila mitzvaso kol alayla." Anything which is supposed to be done at night is kashu kol alayla. So Ner Chanukah is done by laila. Avada should be kashu the whole night. How can you tell me it's only kashu until Tuchel Ragim and Ashuk? Says Dr. Ashba, that's the chatchila. Chatchila do b'dan b'di'avad. Avada is 100% kashu to do the whole laila, and therefore it's mutter to be madlik b'di'avad the whole night. Says Dr. Pichadash, maybe that's a pshat in the tour. The tour who says that you can be madlik the whole night. It's not the pshat that he's being machmer like Taisus, and maybe we hold like that Taisus in the Gemara that it's kasha kol alayla. No, and it's only misafik. The Torah is going like the Rashba. He's going like the Rashba that bevadei l'chuli alma, he could be madlik the whole layla, either because there's no shir at all, even if there is a shir, that shir is only l'chatchila not b'di'evad, and therefore you're able to be madlik the whole night because the l'fi the Rashba b'di'evad there is no shir, you're able to be madlik kol alayla, and therefore he says that's why the Torah could say the loika Rambam. Din vada, it's bevadi not like the Rambam. The Rambam says you cannot be madlik kol alayla. The Torah holds like the Rashba. Then make your adin. You couldn't be madlik kol alayla. Bevadi, there's no shail at all because if you're the Rashba, bevadi you can be madlik kol alayla. So if that's true, you could say that maybe the mechaber who is copying the lashon atur maybe also is going like the Rashba. He's not going like Taisus. He's not being machmer like Taisus. And misafik your madlik. He's going like the Rashba. Then make your adin. There's a din vada to be madlik kol alayla, and that's why he says you're madlik the whole night. And the male, if you that would answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham. How can you make a bracha? How are you able to make a bracha if it's only a suffix? There it says it's not a suffix, it's not a sveik of the dina, we're not being machmel. Like when shita, we're going like the Rashba, the Mikir Hadin, the Chuliyam, are you able to be madakal alayla, the Yevid. So that's another mahalach of answering the Magen Avraham. Why, if you the mechaber, you're able to make a bracha. It won't help for Tafer Shain, hey, but at least for this it would answer one.
It would seem that Duyuk and the mechaber, that really he holds that the two thirds of the Gemara are not arguing with each other, because Lashon, the beginning of the Sefer, in Tefer Shem Beis, is when he says the din that nothing will ever have a Shadifa Regim on a Shuk, and then he says Hilkach, Tzarech leads in Vashem because they're Hashir. Now, when he says, how can you say Hilkach as if one din leads to the other when it's Pekeret? According, if you learn that they're arguing with each other, then if you hold Madlik, Vahilach, Shadifa Regim on a Shuk, then there's no basis for putting Shem in because they're Hashir. So that lashon that he's making it seem like one
didn't
lead into the other.
Same smash with it's talking not a machlekes. Yeah. Okay. I hear it.
And that would support this mahalach that Al Karkov when he says at the end that you can be madlik vayter. That's not because
yeah. I hear. Okay. Very good.
The other thing is also I'm just wondering how can you learn if you learn that really the whole din is only the chachilo, the chachashir, and after that, but the yevid you can not but in the mechaber it seems that there's already a chilo for the chachilo with yevid because the base starts off shochach v'yezid the lahibid. So there's already a din the chachilo light b'shkiya.
I mean, it sounds like there's three madregas. So there's the reason you do right away b'shkiya, then you go to the anashkiya, but make your adin, you can really go the whole night. So I'm going to try to answer your question in a second. The truth is, the Magen Mishnah sort of asks what you're asking on the Rambam, meaning on the Rashba. Take a look in the Halach in the Rambam, but I'm going to try to be miyashiv it. Just want to be marked on one last hara over here in the Lashon HaGemara on this Rashba. The Rashba is saying that the whole day, the La'adik Malik just means the Chatchila. The Chatchila do it by Tacharagim and Ashok, but you have the whole night. So it's a pella on the Rashba. How does he read the words in the Gemara? What's the Pashup Shad over here? The Gemara says, the Shira is telling me, the La'adik Malik. That if what does it mean? Ashtichel regem and ashok. That if you weren't madlik, you could be madlik until this man of tichel regem and ashok. So the Gemara is giving you it's saying b'diavad. B'diavad, you could go until this man of tichel regem. You see the Rashba, that's not true. That's the lechatchila. Lechatchila is until tichel regem. The Gemara should say that what does it mean tichel regem? That lechatchila you do it until that point. The la'adlik is madlik is mashma b'diavad. You can be madlik if the Rashba is kol alayla, not until tichel regem. So the lashon of Gemara b'chal doesn't fit in l'fi the Rashba l'char. Another har on the Rashba is that the Rashba brings the right himself from the Mishnah of Megillah. The Mishnah says that kol davar shemitzvaso b'layla is kasha kol halayla. Therefore, the mitzvah must be kasha the whole night. And what does Taisus do with this time? If Taisus holds it's not kasha the whole night, the Rambam it's only kasha until techla yom nashuk. So is it shran from this Mishnah Megillah? The Mishnah says anything which is kasha b'layla, mitzvaso b'layla, kasha kol halayla. Is that What are the answers to this kasha? So I would think that the Teretz is pashat that kol davishim mitzasa b'layla kasha kol layla are things that are dinim in the layla. It has to be done at night. If it has to be done at night, it's kasha the whole night. Mitzvah nechanukah is not a din in layla. It's not a din in night. It's a din in pirsum inisa. You do it at a time of pirsum. One is pirsum. Pirsum is from shkia to techoregel. That's when people walk around. You can't do it during the day. Shagi b'tayim mayahani. There's a reason for the zman. It's a zman of pirsum. So you can't bring the regular din that anything which is kasha b'layla mitzvah b'layla kasha kol layla. That's by dinim that have no time. It's just a din in layla. But when it's a din in pirsum, not a din in layla, out of the you have to follow that specific zman.
It's a mitzvah in vaday layla. Mishitishka concerts are regular shuk. It's suffic yom, suffic layla. The Mishnah doesn't apply.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying it's lav dafka din in the regular din layla. Yeah, in the Chinami, it's all different din. It's not found in the regular gedarm of layla. So what the cloud does the Rashi mean to ask? So I think what the Rashi is saying, chiddush over here, I think the Rashi means like this. That normally we understand the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah to remadlik in there to make a zechel and nes, and we want to be mefarsim the nes through our hadlaka. It's a halacha to be mefarsim the nes. That's the whole purpose of the hadlakas Ner Chanukah. And if you are madlik in Eichmann, there's no pierce. I mean, I'm a kind of the mitzvah. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be mefarsim the nes. I think the Rashi learns a different shot. I think the Rashi understands that the ikar mitzvah of hadlakas Ner Chanukah has nothing to do with pesimi nisa. It's just a zecha ba'amah. You make a hadlaka, zecha to the nes that happened in the menorah. You can do it to yourself. No one has to be around. You can do it whenever you want. But just mamash, just making a zecha, that is the ikar mitzvah of hadlakas Ner Chanukah. That's the first din. Then there's another din, a din naisav, a second din, that you should do that hadlaka by Yifin Shal Pearson. Do it in a way where you mefarsim the nes. But that's a separate din. It's two different dinim. The ikar din is mimadlik stam. And then there's another din to do it in Yifin Shal Pearson. It's not one din. It's two separate dinim. So Dr. Ash, but that first din of making a zecher, when can you do it? Chazal said do it b'layla. So it's kosher kol halayla, like anything else which is kosher kol halayla. It's not tied down to pirsum, anything like that. Just mamash making a zecher, you can do whenever you want the whole night. And that's what he's bringing from the Mishnah Megillah. The second din of pirsum, that din of avada is not kosher kol halayla. That's only kosher from shkia sechama shetichle regel min hashuk. And therefore when the Braiser here says the mitzvah is from shkia tal tichle regel, that Braiser is only talking about the second din, talking about the din of pirsum, not the first din, the din of stam making a zecher. So that second din of pirsum is taka only kasher from shkia tol tichle regel. Once you pass tichle regel, you're mevatel that din. You can no longer do it. You're finished. You lost it. Does that mean you shouldn't be madlik? No, Zakhtar Ashba, of course you're madlik because you have another halacha. The ikar mitzvah hadlacha is called a lila. It's not totally on pirsum, but the second din of pirsum is only from shkia tol tichle regel. So that's the lashon of the Gemara. It's beautiful to be the Rashba, the adlik madlik. Is focusing on that second din, not the first din. The second din of pirsum is only from shkia till tichle regel. And if you're not malik until then, you could. Once you pass that zman, loy malik, you can't be malik anymore to be mekayim the din of pirsum. That's what we're talking about. That din is finished. Avada is another din of be malik stam. That din is kasher kol halayla, like anything which is mitzvah kol halayla. That avada would be kasher for the Rashba, and that's a separate din. The Rambam, who holds that once you pass the Zman, you can't be Malik anymore, I think the Rambam is Chai. Like the Rambam understands the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah to be Malik in an Eifin of Pirsum, be Mephaisim through your Adlaka. So if you miss the Zman of Pirsum, there's no point in being Malik anymore. Why are you being Malik? It's not two different dinim, it's all one big din. And I think it's Medurg like that. And in his Lashon, the Rambam says in the beginning, the Per Gimel, the Chachamim, Rekaveya, to be Malik, Neres al Pische Abatim, Leharos, Legalis Anes. That the ikar takana was to be madlik and oifen yirmigal denes. If that's the whole takana, then of course, if there's no pirsum, there's no point to be madlik. The Rashba, I think, would be chaylik on that. It's not, they weren't misakin to be migal denes, they're misakin to be madlik. There's a separate din of being mefaisen denes, which l'chatchila you should try to do until tichle regel, but b'niavad, if you didn't do it, avada, you still have the first din, which will be kasher kol halayla.
And the Rashba will hold three nominally shiura. They'll read the inami shuras. The inami is maybe it's going on the first halach. In other words, you can learn that.
Right, for the shiur.
Mitzvah. What mitzvah is it? Right. So the last for the first halach is it's the mitzvah person. This is the second inyan. Inami shura is the first inyan, which is the ikra halacha without person.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that the
No, there's a halacha. You need a half an hour. When you need a half an hour.
Right. But so you're saying that even though the shir is only a person, but it's not meaning the shir is the shir person. But mice, you can do it either way.
Yeah.
It's not the beyonce the other Iker Takana, which is quite true because that Shir is Ma'akev.
So I might have missed this, but then if you're lighting after this month, so you only make one bracha offering the rachma?
Because it did this.